guys, welcome to another episode on The Gist with Naya. How are you guys doing? How was your weekend? Well, for me, my weekend was fine. It was, you know, quiet and lovely, and it was full of celebration. Yes, and yesterday was my mom's birthday, so it was just like a long weekend, but it was awesome. So thank you to everyone who wished her a happy birthday. I just want to tell you that you are celebrated and you are loved. So thank you so much, guys. Well, today on The Gist with Naya, I'm going to be talking about something very, very important. You know, on The Gist with Naya, we don't just gist away, but we gist to action. So what you're going to be hearing today is something that applies to everyone and is something that we should be able to practice, you know, for a better living. So, but before then, I have with me a guest. Yes, this is the first time that we are having a guest on The Gist with Naya. Drum roll. Ta-da. Okay, so I'm going to be introducing my guest to you. And she is none other than my mom. Hello, mom.
Hello. My name is Mrs. Nkiru Mwausa.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
All right, mom. So, okay, so today we're going to be talking about something that deals with marriage. And the question is age a determinant for marriage? That's what we're talking about today. So, mom, like, the first thing I want to ask is, what is marriage all about? What exactly is marriage?
Marriage is all about a man and a woman coming together to become one.
Okay.
To raise a family. To raise children that of substance, children that will be of use to the society and to the family.
Okay.
The two will come together as husband and wife. When they come together, they become husband and wife, and they raise children. Children are blessings unto marriage.
Okay.
And that forms a union.
All right. Okay, so that is about marriage, though. So at what point do you think or believe that one should be ready for marriage? At what point?
Age shouldn't be a barrier to getting married. At the same time, it's important because in Nigeria context now, if you are 18 years, you can get married, all things being equal. But most people are not too ready or matured for marriages.
Okay.
And that's why we end up seeing divorces here and there. Why is it like that? Because it's like that because children start school at very tender age now. You see children of 3 years already in school. All give them 20 years when they start that school. Let's say 20 years is for formal education they are undergoing. The informal education most times are not there. They are not seen because parents are busy chasing one thing or the other. Chasing money. They don't have time for the children. So basically everything is on formal education, the informal education, which is home and church, is not manifesting too well.
Okay, so like what I'm saying now is, what makes you like, okay, for example, I'm in a relationship with somebody and I feel like, okay, we have dated each other for a while now and I think that it is time for us to get married. Like, what is that thing? What does it, like, is that something you need to know? Is that something you need to see before you know it is time for me to get married? Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Before the person gets involved to get married.
Yeah, like before I say, I want to get married to you. Mm-hmm. Is there something I need to see? Is there something that just tells me you are due
you
for
have
marriage
to cut.
Apart from age?
You have to cut. In that courtship, that's when you learn things about yourselves.
Okay.
You learn about the person's family, the person learns about your own, then your personal character, attitude is very, very important in marriage.
Okay.
one might be hot in temperament, the other might be, you know, mild. But if two of you are of the same temperament, especially the hot aspects, it really won't work.
Okay.
So it has to, you, during courtship, that is when you learn all those things. You learn whether you can be patient. Patience is part of the virtues of getting married too.
Okay.
Endurance is there too. Wisdom is there.
Okay.
And then the cordiality must be there. You build up that cordiality from your courtship days.
Okay.
And then you have to be friends first. When you are friends, you've known yourselves, you can accommodate some things. But if you just jump into marriage like that without friendship, it's going to be difficult. You just can't enter the marriage and start learning how to be friendly.
Okay.
You have to be friendly. That friendship is the basic point of getting into marriage.
Okay.
And it has to be learned during your courtship.
Okay, so what do you say about people who, you know, there are some people who just meet themselves and they really don't date for a long time, maybe just 1 year, and they get married. And some of them are still in their marriages and some are not. But what do you think about that particular thing? Can you say that it's just God, like that's destiny, or maybe they just took a risk?
There is no destiny about that. We are not talking of destiny in this aspect. Most cases of people having very short courtship and marrying themselves, and they are still the marriage is still being sustained. I know that part of it, God's grace is upon such, but the major aspect that is being backed up by God's grace is usually the mothers, the two sides. If they have good mothers, if they have virtuous mothers that can be, you know, bringing them along, telling them what to do, doing this, it's like giving them the tutelage of how to remain in marriage, how to manage your home when they start having children, what and what to do, teaching them all these things they're supposed to learn in courtship. You don't need to rush your courtship. When you are doing courtship, 1 year is okay, a year and a half is okay. You just don't rush into marriage after 6 months or 3 months. To me, I don't think it's okay, because most times all these things, they cause early divorce in marriages.
Okay, so about age being a determinant for marriage, you know, in those days people never really cared about how old. All they cared about was, okay, I see somebody, I really want to marry this person, and you know, that's it, and the family just comes together and give out the person in marriage. But these days, when you see young people like 20 something, maybe 21, 22, 23, saying they want to get married, people frown at it and they're like, they're too young, they don't know anything, they don't have any idea about marriage. Like, do you think that age is really a determinant to getting married?
Like I said before, age could be a determinant to marriage, because most times, or nowadays, what we see, children of 3 years are already in school, and once they enter school, all things being equal, just space out the education aspect of them, like 15 years, 16, 17, that is from, what do they call it,
crèche,
nursery, kindergarten, all those, primary, secondary, university, they finish, they go to youth service, they come out, they get a job, they are doing something. Parents, mothers especially, are not there to inculcate the right home training, which is the informal training.
Okay.
So all along they have been reading the westernized aspect of education. The informal education, which is supposed to come from home, which is home training, is not usually there. And I don't think it's when somebody gets married, you start learning that. Maybe the woman is not well brought up, the husband too, because parents are not there for them. It's not too often that we start learning that. It boils down on the parents again, taking care of the marriage. Most times the wife's mother will come and stay with them, telling the wife what to do. Do this, how you do it. She will continue to do that even till the stage of having children. So I believe after education, there should be a space of like 2 or 3 years for the girl to get for the girl to learn some things about home.
Okay.
Home training is very, very important. Because most parents are working, they are doing businesses. When they are off, the children are all alone, without help, doing one thing or the other. So if the parents are available, they'll be able to, you know, guide the children, especially the women, the wives, to be. It's really, really important. Age should be considered. There should be maturity. Though in Nigerian context, they say if you are 18 years, you can get married. It's true, you can get married.
But age has
according to law.
Okay.
But if you are telling somebody to go and get married at the age of 18, and the necessary things are not there, it will end up leading to divorce in marriage.
So you from what you've said now, that means that you are also of the belief that early marriages are what causes most of the divorce cases we have in Nigeria.
Yes,
today.
Because of immaturity.
Okay, so it's not
the informal training is not there. The home training is not there.
So you think that it's something that has to do with this generation and not individual? Because you can have a very young person who is mature in taking decisions and doing certain things put together, and then you can have somebody who is very elderly who doesn't even know how to act their age. So are you saying that it's something that has to do with our generation and not individual?
Generally, it's about this generation.
Okay.
Because most things they do, let me put it, they are all copycats. This generation.
Oh, Mom, you just attacked me.
The children of these days.
What do you mean?
Are copycats. It's what one is doing that the other wants to do.
I'm not like
and
that.
And if you fall short of what they are doing, they call you old school. That's what they will call you, old school. You are not conforming. You are not moving in the jet age. So it's really, really, really sad what we are seeing now.
Really?
Yeah. What we are seeing now. It's sad.
Oh my God.
People rushing to marriage 2 years, 1 year. In fact, some 6 months or 4 months after the marriage, everything has crashed. Impatience too is what is worrying them. They want to have everything. Immediately they get married. Maybe what they saw before entering the marriage is no longer there. They are discouraged. But in our own time, we entered there for good. Whatever we saw before entering, if it's depreciating, you as a woman should go on your knees and pray. Back up your husband with advice.
Are you saying that we don't pray in this generation? Like we don't understand what we're doing?
They don't.
How are you
sure? A generation where people go to church with handsets. They don't have the hard copy of the word of God. It's part of it.
Mom.
Yeah.
Remember that this is a digital age and everything is already like made easy.
Yeah.
So that is not a problem, is it?
Made easy. What if the phone is stolen? There should be hard copy of church teachings. Hard copy of church teachings. What you jot down in church, it should be there.
Okay.
But the electronic aspects can be stolen.
Okay.
Except you are intelligent, you have them in your head. But once in a while, the hard copy, you go through in your quiet time, you go through what your pastor has said, go through your Bible, which are the hard copies, your jotter and your Bible. I feel that is better than making use of the electronic gadgets.
Okay, so you think that the problem is with our generation?
Yes.
And not just the individual?
Not individual.
Okay, but you, okay, if you say so. So, before we wrap up, let me just ask you this last thing, or let me give you the floor. What would you advise young people in a relationship to do? And what would you advise people who are planning to get married? What's your advice to them based on marriage? Because most people just think it's about the wedding. I just want to get married. I want to be called somebody's wife. But some people are not ready to go through so many things. So what is your advice to young couples out there or young people in a relationship or about
it? Marriage is not a platter of gold.
Okay.
If you get into marriage, if you are really ready for marriage, on the wedding day, they will tell you for better, for worse. What they are not praying that your marriage should go worse. Everybody prays to have good things. For better, for worse, they are saying is you have seen the good aspects. If you enter there, you start seeing something that is not too good the way you entered it, you have to endure. Endurance is part of marriage. You have to endure. And if you are not ready to endure, I don't know. Children of nowadays, there is no patience. Everything is fast, 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 jet age. They don't even want to endure the next thing. They don't even want to hear. It's what others are doing. They want to do. Jet age. Everybody must be, and all hands must be on deck. We must all make it. And that is why, before you enter into marriage, you have to hold God first. God should be the seat of every marriage, because it is not easy. It's not a bed of roses. It's not a bed of roses. It's not easy. Marriage entails endurance, wisdom, knowledge of God. Wisdom, endurance, knowledge of God. You have to be prayerful in marriage. You have to always go on your knees when things are getting wrong. So for you to say you want to marry after courtship, you have to really, really agree upon what you are going into. It's lifelong. Once you enter it, you have entered it, except one of the party dies. That is when you can disengage. But once they are alive, it's lifelong. But nowadays, we don't see that. You enter when you are not ready to for the marriage again. Things are not working the way you want it to be. You opt out. That's the order of the day now with this generation. That's what we are seeing. Even some are not ready to marry. You mentioned marriage. You say they don't want to be under any man. If they have money, they decide to have a child outside. Baby mamas, they prefer it.
Baby mama.
Yes, they prefer to be baby mama.
The way you're saying baby mama too. Okay.
And the men, even, what they are saying, they are not interested or encouraged to go ahead with any woman. They are not interested or encouraged to go to be with any woman. Because most of the girls, they are high. All their things, they want high ranking things. They want to belong. And some of these men, they are struggling. But if they marry the one that is more than them, it will be very, very, very unfortunate.
Okay, thank you so much, Mama, for the words of wisdom as you've heard it from her. So, for those of you who want to get married, you have to tie khaki nikah. Be careful. Na espresso, you go. So, you have to be very careful and make sure that you're mentally prepared, financially prepared, spiritually prepared. And just make sure that the both of you align with each other mutually and say, yes, we want to do this. Not because of one particular reason, but because you love one another. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. I'm really grateful. Thanks to everyone who takes out time to listen to my podcast. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Bye. Mom, say bye.
Bye. God bless you.
Ciao.